Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley. I'm really excited. We have an amazing visionary author and master life coach here with us today, Elaine Glass. But first, a couple of quick announcements before I introduce my guest. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a wealth of information. You will find a link to my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by Anita Morjani, also a Hay House author. It was also endorsed by Michael Beckwith, Bob Doyle, Marcy Shimoff, all of whom were in the film The Secret. It was endorsed by John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So it's out there. It's in paperback, ebook, audiobook. Check it out. You'll also find links to my coaching programs, my courses, free downloads, free masterclass, ways to connect on social media, ways to sponsor the podcast. And as always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. Again, sounds kind of funny, a newspaper as a podcast network, but we are building a huge personal development branch. We have amazing live events, amazing virtual events, amazing podcasts. We're doing a whole lot to help humanity, help the planet. So come say hi, come be involved. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science. Diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. All right, let's get to it. So with me today, I have Elaine Glass. Elaine is an author, master life coach, and founder of Nemus Code, which is energy healing. She is passionate about empowering people to be able to navigate difficult midlife transition. She shares wisdom on gaining clarity by connecting to our precious inner resource, our soul's voice, which is needed in this fast-paced, frenetic world. Her transformative book, Get Quiet, Seven Simple Paths to the Truth of Who You Are, which is published by Hay House, will empower you to get back to feeling like yourself once again. So welcome, Elaine. I'm so happy you're here with me.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's a thrill to be here with you today.
I love that word, thrill. That's a great word choice. Can tell you're an author. So you've listened to the podcast. You just told me in the green room. Thank you for that. So you know what I'm going to ask you first. What is your origin story? What is it that put you on this path to wanting to become this healer, this energy healer, this author, this life coach?
I think it happens for a lot of people in this way, where we have this moment where our lives are crashing down around us, unfortunately. And that was the case for me 16 years ago. I realized that I had been in a marriage for 13 years that was very mentally and emotionally abusive. I had two small children. They were 8 and 10 at the time. And I had to save myself, or I was going to become more sick mentally, myself, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I really felt like I was coming down into a nervous breakdown mode. And how was I going to raise my children in a healthy home? That was my only intention. And how could I be the healthiest version of myself in order to do that? And I had everything, Chris. I was married to a doctor. I lived in a big home. I had every luxury. I had the cars, you know, the vacations, everything, the private schools. How was I going to leave all this? And what was I going to do? Thankfully, I had my own career at the time. I was a dental hygienist. And so I mustered up the courage to leave that marriage, move my small children into a little home, changed my whole entire life. I became a working, full-time working single mom, like overnight. And I said to myself, how the heck did I get here? And that's where my quest for taking responsibility and changing my life started.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think you hit the nail on the head with, you know, so many people get to that point where it's like, I need to change something, right? Like I need to reinvent myself, or I'm going to go crazy, or I'm going to make myself sick, or, you know, I just, something has to change. And unfortunately, a lot of us wait till we get to that point to really change. So what was that first step you took? What put you on the spiritual path? Like how you found yourself in this new situation, like where did you go from there?
I learned from the over 40,000 patients over 20 years that I had sat with my hands hovering over their energy field. I learned from so many of my patients what it looked like to be healthy, what it looked like to be happy. Why were people getting sicker and sicker? Why were people on medications for the rest of their lives? So I had to look at myself the same way because I had, during those stressful years of marriage, been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease and a thyroid disease. So the very first thing I looked at was the health of my body. The stress had beaten every cell of possible vitality out of me. So what was I going to do to nourish myself back to life again? And I did very simple things. So before I was a marathon runner in my earlier days, and then I decided, no, I need to nurture my body, love my body, move my body so much more lovingly. So I did yoga, Pilates, Qigong, swimming in the pool, not doing laps. No, I was now dancing and moving and swaying my body in a very, very intentional way just to get back into my body. So that was the first step, was to reconnect to my physical body.
I love that answer so much. And I personally relate to so much of that. I literally just sold my yoga company in April. But I also, when I was going through a really stressful point in my life, developed Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune thyroid. So I have to ask, were you able to heal your thyroid?
Yes, I had a diagnosis of thyroid Hashimoto's as well. And it's such a complex, autoimmune is so complex because it's not just taking medicine. It's actually, you know, holistically healing from the root. And so many people are given medications by their allopathic doctors who do not know how to treat this very complex autoimmune disease, especially in women, because we are so complex. And our emotions are so complex. And so I one day went to a labyrinth, which is a formation that is 7,000 years old, very ancient formation, a meditative walking tool. So I found this labyrinth. I started walking this labyrinth one day, and I heard literally my soul's voice say to me, stop taking your thyroid medicine. So this is the first approach that I took to healing this. And it seemed crazy because here I was in the medical field. I knew that once you get on a medication, like you take it every day. And I was very, you know, very responsible to do that. But I heard very clearly in this quiet place, which I had rarely found in my life, was quiet. Don't take your medicine. I didn't take my medicine that day and I felt great. I didn't take my medicine the next day. Oh my goodness, I felt like me again.
Mm.
There was no more brain fog. There was, you know, there was just not this physical and mental, emotional depression I would walk around with for a decade. What was happening, and this is how I healed the approach to in a very holistic way, was there were so many excipients and fillers in the ingredients that I was sensitive to in my body. That once all those fillers were out, and once just a little bit of active ingredient was there, just enough to support everything I needed, it was perfect. And so this holistic approach, and then, okay, well, why is my thyroid being affected? Well, my voice.
Mm.
And when is it going to be my time to do what I want to do in life? I mean, those were my mental, emotional struggles. And so I had to do that deep inner work and that deep trauma healing. So this is any type of disease, and this is what I learned in my patients. This is what I've learned in my coaching clients, that this is such a holistic approach to healing. And I went first, and it was because I wanted to heal that thyroid disease.
Thank you. So thank you so much for your vulnerability and your honesty. I have a lot of comments. I guess the first is that I appreciate, so much in the spiritual realm or on Instagram or the New Age realm, you'll hear people say like, no, you can heal your body. It's all on you. And sometimes we need a little bit of support, right? One of my favorite stories is Vishen Lakhsiani, who owns Mind Valley, tells it. He was trying to meditate and manifest his eyesight would get better. And every day he would manifest and sit there and visualize and get still and quiet. And he would like envision his eyes better. And he would ask the universe for it. And they weren't getting better and they weren't getting better. And then one day he walked outside of his apartment, looked up, and there was a brand new billboard and it said LASIK eye surgery. And it was like, that was the universe's like message. Like, here you go. So, I just want to call that out because I know that it can feel really shaming to people, really isolating to people who are struggling with things to hear people in the spiritual community being like, oh, just, you can just heal yourself. Because you can, but sometimes we need some support along the way. So I think that's really, I appreciate your vulnerability there. And I love that you said it's your voice, right? It's your throat chakra. It literally is your voice. And it's so interesting that so many people in our culture have thyroid problems. Like a huge, huge portion of people have thyroid issues. And it says a lot about the culture we live in where people's throat chakras are being affected, right? Their voice, they're not able to speak their truth or live their truth.
That's right. And a lot of that is just because society, there's so many strict societal norms, so to speak, that are not normal.
Mm-hmm.
That we think that we should be doing this or we should be doing that with our lives. And the fact of the matter is we all have a unique soul's calling. And when we can fully, fully embrace that and know that at the deepest level, then the outside noise of the world and all the so-called norms just go away. And they actually become very silly.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. We're not living the way that humans were meant to live. And I have an 8-month-old son, and I was just thinking about that today. We're taking a walk out with the dog, and there's just like exhaust, and like it just, I'm like, I'm sorry that you had to be born into this world where there's like toxins in our food and toxins in our environment and toxins in our air and our water, and it just sucks, right? But we do the best we can to clean our own environment, inner and outer, right?
Yeah, and that is what we are up against, and that's also the opportunity.
Mm.
Because the more that you know and the more that the listeners know about the environment being so toxic, I mean, there are over 70 to 80,000 new toxins than there were in the 70s. So if you were to see a picture of the beautiful beaches of California that I grew up in the 70s and 80s, you'd see very thin, engaged people. They were so vital. They were in the sun. They were talking to each other. It's night and day from what's happening now. And again, there's an opportunity today to have this awareness, to actually contribute to the problem with solutions, with innovative solutions, so that we don't have to be victims of the circumstance of living in a toxic world. We just don't have to. And congratulations on your baby being 8 months old and a mother who has this awareness. You will raise a child that has the ability to be structured in its body in a way that is so healthy that they are able to actually connect to their soul's calling and their good, positive energy within them, because you've given them this healthy lifestyle. And that is what I'm most passionate about, is that we can change our state of being by being aware of how we move our body, what we put in our bodies, what our environments are like, what our thinking is like, how much rest, what kind of stress are we holding, and so on. And so congratulations for being the type of young woman who is so aware and spreading these positive messages and knowledge for people to know, because it's so important right now in today's world.
Thank you for the congratulations. And I've seen those beach photos in the 70s. And I like that you were saying that we can join the solution, because we live in this weird time where people get really triggered when we talk about this kind of stuff, right? When we talk about how unhealthy a lot of people are today, or what's going on. So I think coming at it from a solution standpoint is so important. And you said something really interesting when you were giving me that lovely compliment about raising my son. And it made me think, like, when we're connected to our bodies, is that when we can start to hear our inner voice and really find our soul purpose? Like, do we need to really find that connection first and that health first?
Yes, because when I say we're connecting to our physical bodies, we're also connecting to the microbiome, a healthy microbiome, which I believe is our second brain. We're also connecting to our heart energy, which when our heart stays open, the world is our oyster. We're also connecting to our brain and a healthy brain. And so when we are connected in these three centers energetically, which all lie in our physical body, then that is how you connect to what I call Gus, God, Universe, Source. Mm. That is all a part of us. It's within us. In so many ways, we're taught that Gus is outside of us only. But imagine that there's a piece of God, Universe, Spirit, Soul within us, of us. And when we connect and have a healthy body, that is the way to connect to really the truth of who we are. Because at the embryonic stage, in a 2-cell, 4-cell embryo, is where that energy, that soul, comes into us and animates those cells to form us. And I believe that there's so much suffering in the world today because we have disconnected, we have forgotten, and it's time to remember that we are soul first, that has animated this beautiful body of ours in this one precious life. And we have encoded within us a soul's mission here. And it is so clear to me, Chris, what your soul mission is. And it's really such a delight to be here with you today.
Well, thanks for giving me goosebumps. I love everything you said. Also, I'm going to steal Gus. I love that. I love that so much. Okay, first of all, this amazing, I've been reflecting on this a lot too, because I did IVF and they put like a couple cells in me and my body grew a body and a soul entered. Like, what? It's wild. It's wild when you think about it. And we are souls first. So we all come here with a mission. If a listener is listening to this, how do they find their soul mission? Like, what if someone's totally just kind of floundering and they're like, what is my mission? I know I have soul contracts. I know there's some higher purpose. Like, how does someone go about finding that?
Well, it's a great question. And it's exactly in my crash down moment what I was searching for. And what I help people discover and learn is there are steps to this. There are practical steps to this. Now, I'm a slow learner. I will totally admit that it's taken me over a decade to figure this out. And I don't want anyone else to have to take that long, because we are really in a crucial time in this world that we really wake up quickly and fast track consciousness. And so, like I was saying before, there are steps to this. And the first step that you asked me, what did I start with? And that was nurturing my body, taking out the junk in my food, taking out the big pharma, the big food, knowing the levels of toxins in my body. I'd been in the dental field for 20 years. Were there heavy metals in there? I mean, just took everything and looked at everything in my body. Now, that could be a luxury for a lot of people, sounding that it's a luxury because these things all cost something. But I did this over time. I did these tests over time. So there's no excuse to say, well, I can't afford those. But environment is not just what you're putting in your body, but what you're exposed to, your media, social media, the news, and then there's, you know, people around you, like who are your friends, who are you hanging out with, who is living in your house, who's sleeping in your bed, everything. So it was really like a purging of all of that. So first I paused, I got quiet. I purged everything that was no longer serving me, people, food, environment, mindsets. I mean, I read hundreds of books. I went to dozens of conferences. I mean, I learned so much over the decade to really understand how can I get healthy in this sick world. So the first step was to nurture my body. The second was to clean and clear out my environment. The third was to get present. Really present. That changed everything.
So when you say, and by the way, I am so on the same page with you about cleaning your food and your health and detoxing and taking all the lab work and all the things. Like, you're speaking my language, sister. I love it. But let's talk about getting present. So what does that mean to you? Does it mean mindfulness? Does it mean meditating? Like, what is getting present to you, and how did that change everything? What did it do for you?
It changed everything, because in the present moment is all that's really real. Mm-hmm. And that's all I wanted, was to know my reality, my true reality. And when we're living in the past, that's the past. That's not real. When we're living in the future, that's the future. It hasn't happened yet. It's not real. But humans, we're just so programmed to like go back to the past and keep retelling old stories, or go to the future and say, I'm worried about this happening, or what if that doesn't happen? And so we get so lost from reality. And reality is just here with you right now, sharing this moment of information exchange, in hopes that someone listening will benefit. And it's such a glorious moment for me personally. And every moment is glorious because I stay in the present. And when you are feeling those glorious moments of joy, of appreciation, of gratitude, we know that science says that biochemically, physiologically, everything in your cells and your biochemistry changes to benefit you, to support you, to support your health. And all those good levels of dopamine and serotonin start circulating in your microbiome. And if your microbiome is healthy, that means your state of being is healthy. That means you can have relationships that are healthy. You can make good decisions in your life. And so, yeah, that moment of knowing, wow, being present is the key to all of it. In fact, one of the conferences I went to early on in my personal development, really I call spiritual development, is if you're familiar with Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements. So
love that book.
Yes. And then he went on to write The Mastery of Love, which like totally blew my mind. Well, one day I was at this conference and he was there speaking. And after he spoke, he came down, was talking to the audience, and our hands met and we shook hands. And there was a presence about him that I will never forget. He was locked in with me in that moment. And if you've ever had someone that you've met too, where you just go, oh my gosh, I felt like I was the only one in the room. That's how I felt with Don Miguel Ruiz. And I thought, okay, he's got something that I would love to have. And I determined it was his presence. And we can cultivate that for ourselves just by making the choice every day to just be present in the moment. Because if we look away at all the moments that we're not present, our whole entire lives can go by. Mm-hmm. And we wonder, what the hell does all this mean? And we feel so lost. So being present is really where you find yourself.
That's so beautiful. And I love that you brought the science in. And it's almost like we're programmed to be in the present moment, right? It's like everything starts working harmoniously in our bodies. And I love that story about Don Miguel Ruiz. I had that experience with Marianne Williamson, actually, to the point where it didn't make me uncomfortable, but it made me like step back and be like, whoa. Like just the eye contact and she was just there with me. And I, you know, especially like people want to be seen and heard and feel like they're valued. And even in conversations, it feels like we're just kind of waiting to say the next thing, or we're getting ready to rush on to our next thing, and to just like be with someone like that. I mean, to the point where like both of us remember that years later. Like you can really make an impact on someone's day, and what a beautiful ripple effect that sets out into the world. They're inspired to be like you, yeah.
100%. I mean, seeing, heard, feel like you matter. Listening is the most active thing that you can do.
I love that.
And I know in my life, listening to all the patients I sat next to, listening to the clients that I have, that one aspect alone of one's character, one's personality is so, it's extremely generous because it's your energy. It's your presence that you're giving someone fully in that moment, 100%. In fact, I once knew someone who was a big CEO of Toyota at the time, years ago, and he was going to Japan to actually like meet with the founder. And he got on a plane and he went there and he said to me, I was trying to close a big deal in the States and I wanted, you know, his blessings. And all he did that day was he sat in his office and he just listened to this man for a few hours, tell stories of his past, tell his founder story, share funny stories, share lunch, share a dinner. And he flew back home. And the very next day, that founder said yes to everything he wanted. And he said, Elaine, it was because I just sat and listened.
And it goes to show, like, we're all the same, right? Like the big CEO just wants to be seen and heard and feel like they matter too, down to, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all the same. I love that story. So I want to get back to your own journey, because as I was reading your bio, I saw you're the founder of the NEMIS Code, which is energy healing. So when did your life move into energy healing? And can you tell me a little bit about this energy healing that you've created?
Yes. And so I created this after my own practical process of being able to tune in so clearly to that soul's voice we were talking about. So I had these seven paths that I walked, all with a focus of how do I get closer and closer internal to remembering. We talked about remembering when that soul enters our body and in the embryonic stage, like, how can I remember who I truly am? And I thought I had the book written after those seven paths. And then I was walking one day and all of a sudden it hit me. I started, you can say channeling, it's very weird and woo-woo, and I'm so not that. I'm very practical and science-based. But all I can share with you is that I started to channel these energy points. I had gotten so connected to the source of who I was, based upon my own method, that I just started channeling these eight energy points. And I heard in a dream the name NEMIS Code, because a lot of things come in our dreams that either we don't remember or we don't really take note of. Mm. I was always hyper-focused around my dreams because they always led me to great things. And I've always been a writer, so I've always written down insights and processed the world through writing. And so one day I was walking in beautiful Paradise Valley, Arizona, where I live. Sun was out, and I just, all these energy points started coming through me. And then I got the name, and I started using these energy points on myself and then teaching them to clients. And I started to see that I could facilitate other people's healing through them tuning into these energy points in the exact way that I teach them. And it's funny because Hay House was always like a dream of mine to publish a book through them. And I had sent two proposals over the course of like 2 years, maybe a year and a half. And every proposal came back, no, but we think you've got something cool, but just it needs a little bit more. And then these energy points came in. And the third proposal, I put in those energy points. And that's when I got the yes back, because, and people would be like, well, why is it taking you so long to write this book? And I was like, I don't know. It just is. And I just, the timing of it all, right? And the day that I went to the Labyrinth, it had been 3 years since I hadn't heard anything about getting published. I walked those paths in my prescribed method using not only the focus points, but the energy points. I got to the center of the Labyrinth that day, and I felt a power surge from head to toe that I have never felt in my whole entire life. It's like I had my power back. I knew what it felt to feel like I was a piece of Gus, God, universe, spirit. I was totally embodied in it. I remembered the truth of who I was. And I walked out of that labyrinth that day. Oh, and in the center of the labyrinth, I looked down, because people will leave like little trinkets and stuff. I looked down, Chris, and there was a little baby doll Wonder Woman outfit.
I love it.
Staring back at me. I walked out of the labyrinth that day and I said, I don't care about the publishing deal. I don't care about anything. This was what I was supposed to know and to feel. And I surrendered any other outcome that would come after that, because I was so grateful for that moment. 4 hours later, I opened my email and I got a yes from Hay House to publish my book.
That's amazing. I love that story. That's amazing. That is so cool. Oh my gosh. I love that you got that like energy burst from the universe. It was like, all right, you've unlocked it. You've unlocked the next level. Here it is, right? Here's your prize. So when you say channeled energy points, like what was that like? Because when we think of channeled, we think of like some other spirit or soul kind of talking through us. So tell me what that's like to channel energy points.
When we get into a certain state of being, in a very healthy state of being, we have this beautiful, vital energy, unified energy force around us. And that unified field of energy that we all have, some of it is a little bit waning. In some other people, it's more vibrant. And when it's as vibrant as it felt for me on that day, that was when that intelligence in that energy field can give you information. And this is why I say there's an opportunity in today's day to have that vibrancy in our energy field so bright that we can get information from the unified field that we're supposed to uniquely bring into this world. You can also say that that could be our soul's calling too, by being tapped into the field around us that's connected to everything in the universe. And so that day, I tapped into that field of energy. And this is what came to me. I mean, look, a lot of this to me at the time was crazy talk. But I have seen so many miracles in my life, so many synchronicities, so many beautiful coincidences, so many messages that I've trusted, that I haven't looked away from, that I might have been scared of, but said, okay, like, nothing else is working. Like, universe, your plan is my plan. There's no plan B. And so I unlocked those energy points. And since then, the people that I have helped and taught that to have facilitated their own healing.
That's amazing. So what are the seven energy points? Like, where on your body are they?
The first energy point and the way that they are in the sequence is very important. They also correspond with the paths of focus that I speak about. So the first one is our abdomen. The second one is our heart. The third one is our head. The fourth one is the hips. The fifth are the feet. The sixth are the legs. The seventh is the tailbone. And then the last are our shoulders. And this is a body scan so that we can go into that first path of nurturing our body and get connected to our bodies and know what our bodies need. And especially as people who are sensitive, men or women, who are very connected energetically to our bodies, this is such a beautiful practice. Because we know intuitively that our hands are very healing. And so I have my clients put their hands on their abdomen. They close their eyes. They visualize what they're sensing, what they're feeling, what they're envisioning. Some people feel like they said, I had one client the other day who literally imagined a skyscraper coming out of her abdomen. That release of that skyscraper. It's almost as if she was holding that much just in that energy point. And so people will have visions of what to release, what to shift. And I have seen people literally who can't breathe in a hospital one day be able to be released the next day
Wow.
And it blows my mind, but when you get in a state of being in which I'm talking about, being able to remember who you truly are and why you're here, and get so healthy, mind, body, and soul, everyone has this ability to access what they're meant to bring in this lifetime.
Absolutely. That's amazing. So it's like you guide the clients through just being present with these different energy fields or these different energy points. But it's almost like the healing comes through their hands on their own, and they can just like pull it in on their own. Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely. I am not a healer. I facilitate healing. Yeah. That person is the only person that can heal themselves.
Wow. That's really incredible. And have you had any incredible healings using it yourself?
When I wake up at 3 a.m., because women my age will do that because of hormones. And a lot of people listening can relate to that, because I think people are even going into early perimenopause so much earlier these days. Mm-hmm. We wake up at 3 a.m. All I do is scan my body in this way, and I fall right back to sleep. That's the low-hanging fruit. That's like a no-brainer. That happens all the time, you know, if I do wake up. There are new insights, new perspectives that come when I shift certain parts of my body. There are times where I'll be like, oh, wow, I'm really feeling it in my hips this time. I'm going to focus more on what I'm feeling on my hips. And then I'll go back to even my own chapter of the book. Okay, what are the hips about? Oh, that's about, stuck emotions, where we keep really a lot of dense, stuck emotions in our hips, in those cup-shaped hips. And so when we can focus on an energy point that feels more dense, that's when I have a corresponding focus to what could be going on in that area that you can help in your day-to-day life. Like your abdomen is an area where we hold, especially women, so much energy, so much stuck energy. And so to shift that out is amazing. And some people I start with the abdomen. Well, I didn't start. Whoever I channeled, whatever energy I was channeling from started, that we all have to start in the abdomen. And that's the path of nurturing our body. And that's the path I started on to clean and clear out all the junk that I was, you know, ingesting.
I really like that there's corresponding, I mean, what would you call it? Like corresponding like reasons or just issues, I guess, for lack of a better word, with each different body part. So the way that I just want to understand how you guide people through. So you're there facilitating and they're placing their hands on that part of their body and they're feeling and they're noticing whatever comes up. And you're after you explain to them like what's associated with that. And then is there a point where they're feeling energy coming in or they're letting go of something? Or is it kind of like, okay, here's what you need to work on. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuck emotions in the hips. Like you're having hip issues. Like here's some exercises to do. Like what's the actual like healing step that takes place?
Well, it's all of that. You know, it's really mainly them, because I do this over Zoom or in person. So they really tune in. It's the first aspect is tuning in. And that can even take a session or two to just have someone be able to tune in and say, oh, I actually am feeling that heart energy. Like I get it. I feel it. And oh, wow, I feel a lot of emotions right now. Okay, well, what are you feeling? I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of sadness. I'm feeling a lot of grief. I'm feeling a lot of loss. I'm also feeling a lot of overwhelm and I don't know why. And so when they start to feel, they start to heal. when they start to feel, they start to heal because they're shifting the energy in that area just because their intention and their focus is on that energy point. And when you begin to change those emotions from grief to loss to sadness to now feelings of joy and bliss and gratitude for little things, that's how we shift and heal that energy point. But the person has to go through those dark emotions and to shift that and really deeply feel it. That's the key to healing, is really feeling. And that's why most people don't want to do this work, is because it's scary and it's hard. But if you really want to change your life and not be a victim and be a victor, you've got to do some work.
Absolutely. And it's just, I love it. I love the modality. It's so in line. You know, I talk in my own book about how repressed emotions can create illness, right? And I think so many people aren't even aware that they're holding on to all this stuff. So I love that the first step is just tuning in and being like, well, focus on this one point and like what comes up. And I imagine, I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but I imagine a lot of people are surprised by what comes up because sometimes we don't even know what's there. And I also think like feeling is so important to healing, and also just acknowledging, right? Not trying to like push anything away. And that's kind of been like a recurring theme with podcast guests the past like couple weeks, is like what you resist persists, right? So it's like feeling it, acknowledging it, but not like saying anything's wrong either, right? Or am I just putting words in your mouth?
I think there's grace. We have to give ourselves so much grace when we're doing spiritual development work, that knowing that we have forgotten that we are this gorgeous, beautiful soul that is just pure love, and to being able to be compassionate with ourselves in this human form, that we have forgotten that. And yes, people are so surprised to feel what they've carried. In fact, I once had a coach and he said, Elaine, you're not a know-it-all, you're a hold-it-all.
Mm. I love
that. Oh, that blew my mind. He meant we carry so much.
Mm.
We carry the weight of the world unnecessarily on us. We're worried about everybody else. We're trying to please we're trying to take care of everyone else. You know, so many clients of mine, women will want to take care of all their problems, you know, the husband's problems, the kids' problems. Instead, when your husband comes to you with an issue, relax your whole body. Say to yourself, my intention is to just listen. And not to fix, and not to have all the answers for him, and to trust that he will know the right thing to do for himself. Mm-hmm. That alone will change every marriage, whether it's the husband doing that for the wife, or you know, whatever the dynamic is. That alone, you will stop carrying the heavy, unnecessary loads that you carry every day that are blocking you from feeling your body and knowing the truth of who you are, which is just pure love.
Well, I am going to try that next time my husband comes to me with a problem. And I just love that you brought it back around to that we are just souls first and we are pure love. And I think that it's such an easy thing to say. And it's one of those things that people can hear over and over and over again, but it like needs to like sink down into their being, that they are pure love and they are loved and they are forgiven and that they matter and that they come from a place of pure love and they go back there. Because it's so easy to get caught up in the chaos here. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing all of this today. I appreciate you gracing me with your presence. You definitely walk the walk. I felt so enamored by your presence and your energy even through a Zoom screen. So I appreciate you. I'm sure listeners do as well. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get one of these amazing healing sessions, where they can find your book, and what all of your other offers are. So please, if you wouldn't mind sharing all of that.
Yes, well, they can come into my community at elaineglass.com. Immediately, you'll get a free download of a 6-minute guided meditation to calm you, to create peace, and hopefully inspire you. They can also find the book Get Quiet at getquiet.com or on elaineglass.com. That is how to reach me.
Amazing. And thank you so much again for coming today. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. If you are listening, please send this to someone you think could use it. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Stay connected, all of the things, and let's help rise humanity's consciousness together. I hope everyone has a beautiful rest of your day. I'll see you next week.